Christmas changes lives for many reasons. Mission Network News listeners share their stories with you. All this and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Have you ever wondered how God uses the season of Christmas to change someone's heart or life? Well, we have too. So we asked listeners to share and hear some of their testimonies.
I'm calling from the U.S. and reading my daughter's account. It was 2004, my first Christmas in Central Asia, and at 24 and single, my first Christmas away from home. I put up a few Christmas decorations, including a nativity scene on my coffee table with characters made from sheep's wool and wearing local Central Asian clothing. I set a Bible in the local language beside the nativity set. When my language teacher arrived for a lesson that week, she was instantly intrigued and began asking questions. Who are these people? What does this mean? As I stumbled around in the language trying to explain the Christmas story, she pointed at the Bible and asked, "Is this story in this book?" "Yes," I said, and opened to Luke 2. I began to stumble through the account, and soon she took the Bible from my hands and began to read it herself. It was as if she couldn't get enough. Then she exclaimed, "Maria, why don't we read this book in our language lessons? Then you could learn better how to read, and I could learn more about what is in this book." The Christmas story was the beginning of a journey into His Word, which eventually led to an understanding of who He was and His plan for her. My first Christmas away from home was her first Christmas ever. Thank you.
In some cases, the hope of Christ came not only to the one who needed a Savior, but also to one who needed encouragement.
Hey, my name is Perry, and Christmas Day of 1996, I was in a clinical depression, and I felt like God had cut me off and I was no longer His child. And from that day on, He really began to prove to me that I was still His child. And one of the things He used was, I was working at a radio station and we did a blood drive just right after Christmas, and a guy came in who was really seeking, and he asked me all kinds of questions, and I was able to share my faith. And then we got together for lunch a little bit after that, and I shared the gospel, and he decided to follow Jesus. And that was just one of the powerful things God used to show me that I really was His child. And I'll never forget that.
And ministry comes full circle for a group who was obedient to God's call early one Christmas morning in 2007.
I have a ministry in Uganda, Africa. In 2007, we took a team to Uganda, and in spite of our plans, God directed us to make contact with some street children. We went to the street and met them before daylight three different mornings around Christmas that year. And that was the beginnings of what now we have 136 children in orphanage there. More than 100 of them, of that 136, have come to Christ since that time. And we're now discipling them, teaching them, getting them to school, feeding them, and giving them medical care. And God has truly blessed in an amazing way. Now, over 3 years later, we see the results of His work and His plans that Christmas 3 years ago. Thank you for your time. Elpis Ministries is the name of our ministry. Elpis is the Greek word for hope. We are trying to give the hope of Christ to children who have no parents and some that have no family at all.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. More information on these and other stories are available at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the MNN staff, Greg Yoder, Sharon Felton, Elisa Talmadge, Kelly Miller, and Jonathan DeColibus, I'm Ruth Kramer, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.